Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. My name is Father Rocky, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on this sunny day. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Our opening hymn is number 609 in the St. Michael Hymnal, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, number 609. Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly-minded, for with blessing in His hand, Christ our God to earth descendeth, our full homage to demand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from the second book of Kings. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, occupied the whole land and attacked Samaria, which he besieged for 3 years. In the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, the king of Assyria, took Samaria and deported the children of Israel to Assyria, settling them in Hala at the Habor, a river of Gozan, in the cities of the Medes. This came about because the children of Israel sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up from the land of Egypt, from under the domination of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and because they venerated other gods. They followed the rites of the nations whom the Lord had cleared out of the way of the children of Israel and the kings of Israel whom they set up. And though the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and seer, give up your evil ways and keep my commandments and statutes in accordance with the entire law which I enjoined on your fathers and which I sent you by my servants the prophets, they did not listen, but were as stiff-necked as their fathers, who had not believed in the Lord their God. They rejected his statutes, the covenant which he had made with their fathers, and the warnings which he had given them, till, in his great anger against Israel, the Lord put them away out of his sight. Only the tribe of Judah was left. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsorial psalm is, Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us.
Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us.
O God, you have rejected us and broken our defenses. You have been angry. Rally us. Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. You have rocked the country and split it open. Repair the cracks in it, for it is tottering. You have made your people feel hardships. You have given us stupefying wine. Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. Have not you, O God, rejected us, so that you go not forth, O God, with your armies? Give us aid against the foe, for worthless is the help of men. Help us with your right hand, O Lord, and answer us. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Word of God is living and effective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for a moment. So how are we to understand our Lord's words, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged"? The way the church has always understood this is that we should not judge another person's intentions, because you don't know that person's intentions. Sometimes we don't know our own intentions, but you cannot fail to judge what you see as actions as being right or wrong, because that's the way our intellect works. It gathers information, it makes judgments and decisions. Farmers in this part of the country, they make judgments all the time that it's warm enough and it's wet enough to plant the crops. That's a good judgment. It's based on information. Traffic policemen make judgments all the time based on what they have on their radar. They see, he was going 87 miles an hour. Don't know what his intention was, but he was going 87 miles an hour, and that's dangerous. Now, we need to have a little conversation about why you were going 87 miles an hour. He may say, "Because my wife is about to have a baby." And so, okay, well, that's fine. Or, "I'm going to go to the amusement park." No, that's not fine. All right, so we make a distinction between judging intentions and judging actions. That's very elemental there. And why can't we judge intentions? Because we don't know what people's intentions are. They may mean well. The person who drives through the red light maybe didn't see the red light. Or maybe they did see the red light, but if they didn't get there on time, they might get fired from a job. There may be extenuating circumstances. We all understand that. Law understands it all the right. But God has given us a law. It's summarized in the Ten Commandments, and that's a blessing to us. And the new law in the New Testament, love each other as I've loved you, and to put God above all things. And so we need to judge our own actions according to that. So I think that's where this passage of the gospel is going. We should judge our own actions before we judge other people's actions. So Jesus says, why are you looking at the splinter in your brother's eyes while there's a wooden beam in your own eye? And it's kind of hyperbole. Can you imagine a 2x4 coming out of your eye? I got this 2x4 in my eye. I say, hey, let me take that speck out of your eye, right? Well, we might find it more interesting to take a look at the speck in somebody else's eye rather than our eye. And, sometimes the people that seem to make their living looking for specks. And then when they find a speck, to put it in the news or social media about the speck in people's eyes out there. And it's very harmful to Christian unity. It's very harmful to Christian charity. And it focuses on the negative. Recently, we watched a cartoon video here at Relevant Radio called Chicken Little. Remember Chicken Little? The sky is falling, the sky is falling. Head for the hills, run for your lives, because an acorn fell out of a tree and hit this little mouse on the head, and he thought the end of the world is coming. Because sometimes people like that, a little bad news, and everything gets blown out of proportion. What's the point here? We should focus on the positive and promote the positive and look at ourselves first, which is harder. Remember the story about two men who went up to the temple. One was a Pharisee and the other was a publican, a tax collector. And the Pharisee came into the temple and said to God, "Oh man, I'm glad I'm not like the rest of these people. You know, they're big sinners. I fast twice a week. I pay 10% of everything I own." Like, he's in love with himself. And then you've got the publican who said, "Lord, you know, he couldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven. Be merciful to me, the sinner." And who went home justified? It was the publican who recognized his need for God. And that's the way we want to be. Well, how do we get there? Well, I think it's a good practice for each of us before we go to bed at night to examine our conscience for a few minutes, thank God for the good things we did, and tell him sorry for the bad things we did, and then make an act of contrition before we go to bed at night. There are various versions of it. My favorite is one I learned in second grade from Sister James Denise. "Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of thy just punishment, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasions of sin. Amen." Some of you know it. You know, Sister James Denise, also in second grade, may she rest in peace, taught us, "Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Seldom found in a woman, never found in a man." So I came home for dinner that night and recited it because I was so proud I had learned a rhyme. And my mother thought it was funny. My dad didn't think it was all that funny, but there it is. Now let us stand for the prayers of the faithful. Gathered together here as children of our Father in heaven, let us bring our petitions before him with confidence. For our Holy Father and all our bishops and priests, that they will be ever faithful in their vocation of serving Christ and his church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in faith throughout the world, that Christians everywhere will fervently stand and witness to Christ and be a light to all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that our government officials will humbly serve their people, especially those most vulnerable and in need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, the homeless, and the unemployed, that our Lord will provide sufficient food, shelter, and clothing, and that they, in turn, will put their trust in God's providence, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Rosemary Rankin, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And that Our Lady, Mother of the Eucharist, and St. Michael the Archangel, put a protective shield around all of our Catholic churches in this country, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Dear Father in heaven, we believe in your power, and we trust in your mercy. We ask you to hear our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant
Blessed
Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, and grant that, cleansed by its action, we may make offering of a heart pleasing to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your most beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints in whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and Fernando, my prelate, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you've gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this be the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching at home or listening on the radio, this is a good moment to pray a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. The body of Christ.
Amen.
Adore you, who in your love divine conceal your mighty Godhead in forms of bread and wine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Jesus, we adore you, our victim and our priest, whose precious blood and body becomes our sacred feast. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. If you'd like us to pray for your special intentions, you can go to our website, relevantradio.com/pray, and type in your prayer intentions there. We read them. We print them out every day. We pray for them at Mass at noon, during the chaplet at 3, and during the rosary in the evening at 7 p.m., even though we can't mention all of them on the air because there's hundreds and hundreds of them. Please stand. Let us pray. Renewed and nourished by the sacred body and precious blood of your Son, we ask of your mercy, O Lord, that what we celebrate with constant devotion may be our sure pledge of redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
A little less than a year ago, I was listening to you on the radio.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I was Protestant Lutheran, and you were one of the people that helped me on my journey to becoming Catholic. Last week, I did my first confession. My teacher said when I came out, he said I was glowing. So I don't know what happened there, but it was great.
I believe it.
I wanted to say thank you for helping me along the journey.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I guess I'll make my way to confession then.
Amen, brother. That's where it's at, man.
8 a.m. Central
on Relevant Radio.